Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 4th of February. Starting off with Eurasia Mining, where there's been a little rise in volatility. The intraday low today at 21 pence, just above the 200-day moving average, which is a positive. And if we can get an end-of-day close above yesterday's peak at 28.5, then that would be quite a bullish sign. If you are a fan of the stock, and there are one or two fans of the stock around there, there is a December resistance line there running through, I suppose, the 29 pence level, and an end-of-day close above that could be a trend, well, sort of near-term trend-breaking development, and give us a best-case scenario target up towards 55 pence at the top of that red broadening triangle. But that is obviously the best case scenario at the moment. One can't quite rule out further probes as we had the other week, just below the 200-day line. But at least while we're above the 200-day line at 20 pence, we are officially in an uptrend and could resume the bull run. If we were in the UK as aggressive in the stock market as they are in the US, perhaps a stock like French Connection would be rather higher than 15 pence at the moment. It's sort of a bear GameStop type situation, a legacy business, and the type of thing that the Reddit brigade managed to ramp up in the US. But over here, we're rather more sedate, and all we've got is a break through the November peak there at 11.5 pence, and while we're above that, looking towards the top of that rising trend channel from July, as high as 23 pence by the end of next month. But that's only valid while we hold above today's intraday low at 12 pence. So above 12 up to 23 pence over the next few weeks. Stock which, or a company which seems to have more lives than a cat, is Iconic Labs, and clearly it's been quite a journey for the shareholders. The big play here in the recent past has been trying to pick the floor, and there have been many false dawns in the stock. The last gap down looked like it was going to be terminal, but we've bounced back from that as well, breaking a line of resistance from the middle of last month at 005, let's call it, and end of day close above 005 could take us back towards the former support area, which is 007 and 008. I suppose the real highlight would be closing that gap down there, which would suggest that there had been a bear trap maneuver, something that the bullish divergence in the RSI window also is implying. So on a technical basis, at least, it looks like a potential bottom fishing opportunity. Obviously, the fundamentals could kick in at any time, and it could be a case of now you see it, now you don't for the stock. But at the moment, potential technical rebound at Iconic Labs. Next stock, not quite so fraught. In fact, looking rather healthy at the moment. Microsaic Systems. Here we have the actually a similar overshoot to the downside below 0.2 pence in December. That was an exhaustion gap to the downside. Since then, we've maintained the 0.2 level. And above 0.2, looking for the 200-day moving average on the daily chart at 0.54. That would be a target over the next 1 to 2 months. Big picture target, maybe over the next 3 to 6 months, would be the top of the broadening triangle on the daily chart from May last year, currently promising a target as high as 1.35, which would effectively retest last May's resistance. If you're cautious on the shares, either wait for an end-of-day close above the 50-day moving average at 0.32, or if you can wait that long, the January resistance area around the 0.4 pence level. But basically, for bargain hunters above 0.2, Microsaic looks like it has started to find a base. A stock which is normally on the watch list of most small cap traders is Metal NRG. We've had the pullback from that peak in October through 1.4 pence, come back to basically half that level. I think the lows recently around 0.66. Positive development today is a break of, I suppose it's a rebound off the 200-day moving average, but also break of that red resistance line from October at 0.75. And while we're above 0.75, looking for at least last month's peak at 0.9, and through 0.9, we've got a best case scenario target as high as 1.6 pence by the end of March, or perhaps going into April. But looks like a pretty decent turnaround and potentially a repeat of the August to October rally for February going into April. Next up, a stock which is also a bit spiky in terms of its price action. It tends to spike up and then go dead for a while. But got a good signal here today on Mitre Pharma with a gap through a an August resistance line there at 34 pence. While we're above that, looking for a top of July broadening triangle target as high as 70 pence by the end of next month. And the upside valid while there's no end of day close back below 28 pence, which is the 50-day moving average. Very pleased to see this stock back on the Bulletin Board Heroes, stock which has been loved but hasn't behaved quite so well in terms of the share price. But to start February, we've had a gap, bear trap gap reversal back above the 3 pence level. And all we need now really is an end of day close above that July resistance line at 3.5 pence to open up the prospect of a return to post-January resistance from last year at 5.5 pence, 5.75 pence, and also the peaks there between 5.5 and 6 pence. And that would be seen ideally by the end of next month. Stop loss back below 3 pence is probably the easiest strategy at Melody VR. On to Panthera, which was one of the best technical situations towards the end of last year, just breaking through that January resistance line there around the 23 pence level. End of day close above that, and particularly above the 50-day line at 25 pence, could open up a fresh leg to the upside for Panthera up to 45 pence by the end of next month. Stop loss relatively simple, an end of day close back below 20 pence should do the trick. Going on to stock which had news today, pretty good validation in terms of Argo Blockchain buying into one of Pyrrhus' investments, which is obviously a healthy situation. Here we've got a rising trend channel from August, top of the channel heading towards 25 pence, and that target valid while we hold above the recent support at 10 pence. Which is the initial February support, so initial February low rather, so above 10 pence, looking to 25 pence by the end of next month on Pyrrhus. Stock which looked as though it was going to delight the bulls at the end of last year, but fizzled out, is Trafalgar Property. But we broke a line of resistance there in the falling wedge from July around the 1 pence level and have built since then, the early part of last month. The view at this stage is that while we're above the 20-day moving average at 1.05, we're looking towards the top of a broadening triangle from the summer at 2.5, 2.6 pence over the next couple of months. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end-of-day close above the 200-day moving average at 1.33 pence. A bit of a marathon session today, largely because there are stocks that are too difficult to resist at the moment. One of them is Tissue Regenix, which has broken through both the November and January resistance at 0.6 pence. End of day, end of week close above that could take the shares on a journey up towards 1.8 pence over the next 2 to 3 months. And that target valid while we hold above the 50-day moving average and the floor of the April 2020 price channel at 0.51 pence in the interim. Going on to a stock which I'm getting withdrawal symptoms on because I normally sort of have a daily interview with the executive chairman, but none so far today. Instead, we're looking at the chart, which is underlining the way that we've got a rising trend channel from December. Support line there at 5 pence, and while we're above 5 pence, we've got a best-case scenario target over the next couple of months as high as 13 pence, which would be quite a coup for the bulls on Extract Resources. Ideally, we see a decent weekly close today above yesterday's 5.5 pence peak to build momentum in the shares. A bit of a different type of stock here next in terms of Vodafone. A bit of a divergence, larger than most of the companies that we ever look at. But we had a gap higher yesterday on the update from the company, which looked very positive on a fundamental basis. And the view is that while we're above the gap and above the 50-day moving average at £1.27, we should see a move to the top of a rising trend channel from back in March last year, £1.70. That target could be hit as soon as the next 2 to 3 months. And ideally, there's no end-of-day close back below that late January resistance at £1.32. If we can get away with that, that would be quite a coup for the bulls. But above the 50-day line, looking for £1.70 on Vodafone. Finishing off with a stock which has managed to withstand bear attack that it's had this week quite well, actually, with the bear trap rebound from below the 50-day moving average at 68 pence. And that's probably the best line in the sand at the moment, just to check that everything's okay. The last low there, which I think I described yesterday, was at 67 pence in January, and we managed to remain above that, which was healthy. But at least while we're above the 50-day line, looking for a move back towards the top of that rising August trend channel at a pound over the next 4 to 6 weeks. So at this stage, we're really back below the price channel floor, let's say 62, 63 pence, really killing the upside scenario, or delaying the upside scenario at the moment. We've got the RSI there at above 50 as well, which is a positive and provides a leading indicator to the upside. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.